Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Joe Biden wants to send billions of dollars for the sponsor of terrorism. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, recently, Joe Biden declared that he would send $100 million more additional dollars to the Palestinian Authority and the Palestinians in Gaza. He now also said he wants to spend another additional $9 billion to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, known as UNRWA. Both of these are sponsors of terror. We're going to be talking about this and how you can respond to this issue, because this is a very critical issue. What we saw happen on October 7 did not happen in a vacuum. It wasn't a one-off. It is what has been in the works for decades and for generations. It is a constant pattern of indoctrinating young people. This has been happening for generations, and it is sponsored by the Palestinian Authority. And any of this so-called humanitarian aid that we have given or would give in the future is going directly to fund terrorism. In fact, when we see the videos, and I've seen many, many videos, underground videos and lots of other videos, some of these now are surfacing on CNN, even BBC. They have been very anti-Israel, but now they're showing some of these videos. Fox News and other outlets are showing this as well, even New York Times, with regards to the very elaborate underground tunnel system under the Al-Shifa Hospital and the other hospitals, under these facilities where they teach kids. There's one place I saw. It looks like an apartment. You go in, you open up this one door. There is a blackboard with writing on the wall. There's another place with kids, a desk. When you look at the floor, it looks like normal, but the IDF actually found that there is a door, and you open up that floor, and it goes down into an underground tunnel. They made these tunnels come up in areas where children are being taught. These are schools that kids go to school every day. On the outside, you wouldn't notice anything, but you come in and you go down into the tunnel infrastructure. There are videos now of the people from the Thai, two individuals that were kidnapped, and they were taken to the Al-Shifa Hospital. There's videos now of them being rushed through the lobby, being forced, and those were individuals who were held under the Al-Shifa Hospital by the Hamas terrorists. How did they get this kind of money to build these kind of underground tunnels? It is because of the humanitarian relief that we have historically given to the Palestinian Authority. Mm-hmm. The Palestinian Authority then turns around and gives that to the Palestinians in the so-called West Bank, Judea, Samaria, and also the Palestinians in Gaza, which includes Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad, the terrorist organizations. And so not only are they building the tunnels, they're buying rockets from Iran. They're also awarding the families of those who are terrorists by giving them monthly pensions, and they're siphoning off billions and billions of dollars.
Well, you know, you can backspace and look at Obama and where he took our money to help pay for some of this with Iran and other terrorist organizations. And now Joe Biden, who I don't believe he really knows what he's doing, but the man behind the curtain, this is not going toward humanitarian.
No.
This is for terrorism and to continue what is going on. This stuff is evil. And, you know, they call for ceasefires or whatever. They're not interested in ceasefires. They're interested in obliterating the Jewish people from the planet.
Well, this one person, a young terrorist, full of excitement on October 7, called his parents. Conversation is chilling. This is part of it. Quote, "Hey, Dad, Open WhatsApp. He's very excited. And see all the murdered. Look at all the Jews your son just killed. Dad, I'm calling you from the phone of a Jew I just killed. I killed 10 with my own hands. The dad responds, Allah keep you. The mother then praises her son. Now, how in the world do you get to a mentality like that?
It's demonic. This demonic possession.
It is demonic. I think it's satanic. They teach these kids from young in the schools and in all the other propaganda to kill Jews. And I'm not kidding you. I've seen video after video after video.
Yeah, you can go online and see those. Sure, you see that, what, PalWatch, that site, and you see these little children with this brainwashing going on, and they start at that young age, and this is what happens as a result.
So recently, there was a Hamas terrorist found in Gaza. He had the Hamas terrorist military vest. And guess what they found on that, Holly? They found an official ID of the same person who has the UNRWA ID. He works for the United Nations Relief Works Agency.
But yet he's a terrorist.
But he's a Hamas terrorist. On October 7, Hamas still butchering the Jewish families. UNRWA teachers flocked to social media to celebrate the massacre of Jews, including some of these statements. Quote, Allah is great. Allah is great. Reality surpasses our wildest dreams, posted UNRWA Gaza teacher Osama Ahmed. 7th October, 2023, sculpture the date, posted UNRWA English teacher Osama Rafia Kuhil, adding a heart emoji. Welcome the Great October, posted an UNRWA school administrator. UNRWA school principal Imam Hassan justified the massacres as, quote, restoring rights, close quote, and, quote, redressing, close quote, Palestinian grievances. The director of the UNRWA Khan Yunis Training Center, Rahi, glorified the terrorist with words like hero, a raider, and prince of Khan Yunis. Now, this Khan Yunis Youth Training Center. This is a summer camp. This is a training center. You know, we send our kids to different kinds of summer camps. And they may be Christian camps, they may be hiking or just outdoor kinds of camps. But they're fun. The UNRWA-run training centers and the Palestinian Authority-run training centers for kids, they teach them military tactics.
And, you know, we know someone, Kamal Saleem, who was raised to be a terrorist from a young age. He was raised to kill Americans and Jews. So, and he can testify exactly this is what's happening with these young children.
Yeah, they're being...
And we're paying for it.
And the only person who stopped it was Donald Trump.
Right.
Donald Trump ended UNRWA funding because of these concerns that UNRWA was supporting terrorism. He ended funding for the Palestinian Authority for the same reason. He said, stop using these resources to pay the families of these terrorists, giving them a monthly pension. They refused. He stopped. Joe Biden started funding UNRWA again, started funding the Palestinian Authority, gave money to Iran, and now wants to give $9 billion to UNRWA and $100 million to the Palestinian Authority. The Palestinian Authority is no different than Hamas. It's no different than Hamas. It trains kids to kill. And even the United Nations issued a report recently, as anti-Israel as it is, that raised concerns about the Palestinian Authority indoctrinating kids to be child soldiers. And this has been going on for decades. So,
right.
How does a young boy, a young teenage, early 20s, call his parents and say, hey, Dad, open WhatsApp and see all the murdered. Look at what I just did with my own hands. I killed 10 Jews with my own hands. And I'm calling you, Dad, on the phone of a Jew that I killed. She's right there. I'm calling you on the phone.
Yeah.
And the dad says, Allah keep you, and gives him a blessing. And the mother is just so happy about it. Now, some of these people that were just released, that were in these prisons that had committed terror acts against Israel, they've now gone into Gaza, and they're praising Hamas, and they're calling for shedding more Jewish blood. We need to end this insanity, people. We need to end this insanity and stop funding terror. Mm-hmm. No $100 million to the PA or to the people in Gaza. No $9 billion to UNRWA. I encourage you to go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org or lcaction.org. We have a petition there where you can sign the petition, and you can also send faxes to stop funding terror. This insanity needs to end.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.